live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And today we also have our co-host here, Reverend Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, darling.
That's good. That's good. Wonderful. Looks like everyone's out celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Cinco de Mayo. Big holiday.
I never know when that's why no one's on, I think. So.
Yeah, well, easy show, easy day.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's right.
All right, everyone. Well, if you're listening, we are promoting a special today on healthpsychic.com. It is for a one-hour reading, and it's only $21.95 for a full one-hour private reading. You can book that through purchasing the product on howpsychic.com. It looks like we have one caller in queue, so we'll go ahead and take you and anybody that might join us in chat room. Please feel free to ask questions.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Area code 858-935. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Dio, San Diego, and I was wondering what you can tell me about a particular guy. His name is Rui.
Rui. Huh. That's a very interesting name to start off with, hon, but it's actually a pretty good one to have. Let's see here. Why do I sense that there's a bit of tension between you and this person?
No, not between me and him, no.
Because I see frustration on this individual's side. Now, I don't like telling, you know, just bad or whatever, but I have to be honest with what I see here. It's the only right thing to do, okay? One, I feel a good dynamic between you. I feel that there is a high possibility of a relationship developing further with this person, okay? Two, I feel like there is a lot of animosity or some type of tension within him due to a previous situation that may have involved you, but it feels like even if it didn't involve you, that's still holding him back from being able to move forward with you, if that makes sense.
With him, yeah, that's with his wife. With me, personally, we're workers.
Hold on one moment. I don't mean to interrupt you, but we can barely hear you here. Lolita, are you getting the same effect?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Go ahead and continue. We're going to try and hear you the best we can, hon.
Okay. There's no the thing that I were just workers. He have 10 him and his friend, ex-wife, and I don't be with his girl, or I'm not sure.
Your phone is really, really breaking up. Are
yeah.
Are you speaking in your phone, or are you in a bad area?
Oh.
Okay, can you go into a bad area? I mean, we'll wait.
Yeah.
Sure. Is that better?
Let's try it now.
About now?
Yeah, that's a little better, hon.
Okay, so no tension between eyes, tension, and is that...
Okay. Yeah, we're still getting the same effect. If you have any way to type onto the chat room, that might help. But... from what I'm gathering here, there is going to be resolve, if you do hear me correctly. There will be a resolve with the previous issue, and it looks like he's going to overcome these difficulties. It does look like the relationship between the two of you in a little under a week and a half will be able to fully move forward. Now, I know a week and a half is a pretty short time span, but I feel like there's something that's going to happen to kind of boost him and make him work a little faster on his emotions and actually settling previous situations to the better.
Okay.
Okay. And from
hear
what
me?
I'm gathering here, yes, I can hear you. Are you there?
Here.
It's, okay. It's really a bad connection.
Yeah. We do apologize, son, but you're really breaking up on us. So it does look like there will be a better development between the two of you in a week and a half. Now, I'm not saying everything's going to change for the better by then, but that's definitely when you're going to get a lot more results. And it looks to me that the communication is going to increase between the two of you. All right.
Thank you much.
And you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay, so before we continue, just because we just got a few more people on in chat, we're just announcing the special again. We have an hour reading for $21.95. Book your special by the end of the show. It's a good time to get a reading, especially on a full moon or new moon. And we actually have a big full moon going on at exactly, I think, 11:35. So do your meditation, everyone, and learn a little bit about the full moon in Scorpio. But 5/5/2012 is a very important day today. So definitely read up on that, you guys, on that. And definitely book a reading, whether it be with us or anybody else, because it's very, very powerful at this time.
Yes. We're also promoting a special for $15.95 with Metamorphosis, also known as Rep and Earnest, on our website. The special for the $15.95 is going to be a 3-card spread for a 1-question deal. And if you'd like that, please just book with HowPsychic.com. We will contact you once you have paid for the product and set up an appointment time.
All right. Looks like we have our wonderful friend Ellen, Skating Angel. So let me get her on the line. Hey, Miss Ellen.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
How are you?
Terrific. I was hoping to see if you could get me a message from my angels or guides.
Okay. Wonderful. Give me... Wow. Okay, I don't even need 1 minute. Actually, one of the things that I keep seeing here is there is some type of a breakthrough that you have been waiting on of a spiritual manner. Have you been feeling like a little off-kilter with your abilities lately?
Very much so. And tell me what you mean by my abilities.
Your psychic abilities and your empathic abilities.
Actually, I don't think of myself as having psychic abilities, even though people tell me I do. I am probably empathic, though I do feel things.
Okay.
I've been
just the spiritual as a whole, then, because I'm feeling like there's some type, or there was a difficulty with the spiritual balancing going on. I'm feeling like you've been waiting on a breakthrough and you've been waiting on something, and it's like right there and you haven't been able to quite put your finger on it, but they're saying to me that you're going to have it by tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Now that's pretty quickly, you know, but tomorrow is like a big day for you.
I am very happy to hear that. You know, I hope to call you back next week and tell you all about it. I'm very happy. I'm looking forward to this breakthrough, whatever it is.
Wonderful. What exactly are you struggling with in the form of spiritual?
Actually, I had been so taken up by material concerns within the past couple of weeks that I haven't even thought about what my concerns are with my spiritual.
Mm-hmm. And have you felt very cluttered lately? Not like there's actual clutter, but have you felt cluttered?
I'm not sure, because I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Well, one of the messages, I'll describe it a little bit more. I'm going to give you the vision that I see,
okay?
The vision that they're showing me right now is very wide, open spaces, very bright and very sunny, okay? Lots of meadow-type atmosphere, but a few trees, you know, spread out. And one of the things that I'm seeing is, like, pears, apple trees, you know, anything that grows the fruit, okay? Mm-hmm. Edible fruit, at that matter. I'm also seeing that there's a release of some sort that's going to happen emotionally, because there's something where you've been waiting on a message from a loved one that I guess is on the other side. And that message is going to be coming in very clearly and very soon, but not through anyone other than yourself.
Wow. This sounds big.
Yeah. Another thing is I'm feeling like, do you have anyone that has recently passed?
Yes, my father passed
yeah.
the last 6 months.
Okay, so it was within a year, right?
Yes.
Okay, because they're on the other side, and they're like, okay, we're here. where this wasn't a conventional funeral or, you know, sending off, so to speak.
Oh, really?
Was he taken, or was he placed somewhere which is not in a conventional place?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
Okay, because he's coming, and I'm asking this simply because I see him standing in the middle of this field where I see you, okay?
Yeah.
And you two are embracing each other.
Okay.
Okay. But I guess one of the messages here is that he's no longer held by physical means. And I don't quite know what that is, because when we transcend into the spiritual world and we leave our bodies, obviously we're not held back by the physical anymore. But there's something else about it that I feel he was like, he's trying to tell me something like about the spiritual combination with when he was alive, and that he's no longer held back by the physical.
Interesting. I'll have to give that one some thought.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's, but he is going to be the one talking to you directly through yourself, okay? And if you don't credit yourself for psychic abilities, well, honey, being empathic is being psychic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you the truth here, but that's it, you know. And I feel that he will speak to you directly in your dreams, if not when you are in your awakened state.
Wow. I look forward to talking to you about it. That's all. And it sounds like he's part of this breakthrough that's going to happen tomorrow that you're talking about.
Oh, I'm more than certain, yes.
Well, it's, and also you have to understand also, Ellen, you listen, and like this May 5th and even 2012 becoming a 5 is actually a 555 in
yeah.
numerology. And so if you really take advantage of it, of tonight, your psychic abilities, and for anyone that's out there that's in, you know, that's any type of healer, we all are some type of healer, but it's supposed to be like revved up really well. And you got to stop doubting that you're in a healer. You have to claim it. And I'll give you an example of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am Reiki 1-2, and basically I've trained myself 3. I have a little bit of reconnective healing. I used to go in the self-doubt mode, but when I started claiming it, you just got to know it. It's working in your hands. You're actually not trusting what source is giving you. And if people are telling that, you got to claim it internally so you can come out and manage, like, it can come out through your hands and your vibes and allow that spiritual path to come through you. No matter if you're facing materialistic things first, you can't allow spirituality to overcome that. So you have to find that balance.
Yeah.
We all struggle through, you know, say work, home, career, and everything. But again, it goes back to, you know, trusting in source. So you've got to put spirituality in the forefront, and you'll just see lots of gains coming right behind it, because nothing comes forth until that, into your, if you really believe in source, you know?
Yes.
Right. And another thing for you, hon, is that I'm receiving, you need to get in touch with your animal totem. I don't know what that's supposed to mean for you, but that's what I'm seeing.
Now, if I only knew what my animal totem was.
Well, that comes through a little soul searching here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And really take advantage of tonight. Get out there and, you know, I basically stayed home consciously. There's just too much energy. Anyone that out there that has a Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius, anywhere in your sign, whether it be your moon, your sun, or your rising, it's affecting you. And if you don't realize it, if it isn't, it's definitely affecting you. And then you have Cinco, and then you have all these fight parties. I just chose to stay consciously home and take advantage of this shift. Whatever you placed in the last new moon on April 21st, you're going to find your first obstacle in this shift tonight. Don't get on board. That's all I can ask you to say is because we're about to enter another powerful shift June 5th and 6th. And this is where 2012 enlightenment comes. We've already started April, and this one's powerful, and June is powerful. So really, really learn, Google, educate, get on YouTube, take everything that you can while you're doing, you know, like today listening or whatever, you know, get on YouTube, download like full moon songs or mantras and get out there and just absorb it because that's what I'm about to do.
Wow. I want to say thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too, sweetie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we have a chat room question from Richard.
Yeah.
What is he doing here? Let me see. I got to go backwards here. Hold on. I guess, what does he ask? And he wants to know if there's any messages for him. This is from Richard, Phoenix Light.
Okay. Give me one moment there to tune into this question. Excuse me. All right, Richard, is there a Kathy... or anyone? Oh, there's a Kathy here. Oh, wow. There is a Kathy in chat room. Okay. I was getting the message, Kathy, for some reason. Well, Kathy, if you're listening, please, if you have a question in the chat room, that's fine. Just type it in, hon. But I'm picking up on you for some reason. Now maybe I can tune into giving Richard his message from Spirit World today.
Yeah, if anyone has questions, please chat me. I'm the co-host, Lolita, not directly to Psychic Talk Radio.
Right. Now, Richard is the one that I'm focused on, correct, Lolita?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, Richard, are you experiencing any form of psychic attack here? Because, Richard, I'm getting that there's psychic attack, and I'm getting demonic energy or negative spiritual energy that's been trying to drain you. So please respond to
that. No, he did say that. He just said something like that just a minute ago. He goes, I've been struggling with spiritual identity and mission. Well, maybe that's not the thing, but he said he was struggling with spiritual identity and mission.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not able to see everything on here. It's going in and out.
He's typing. Hold on.
Okay. Wow.
Can you
call
in?
There is a
Richard?
Woman showing up with a white dress. Interesting, he says. Okay. Yeah, Richard, we would really like it if you called in. It would be really awesome if we were able to talk to you here. And I love that name, Phoenix Lighthouse. I love that. That's an awesome name.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting.
Well, Phoenix is really the, I mean, even before Harry Potter, Phoenix was always a mythological creature that was reborn from the ashes, you know, dies in the fire and is reborn and rebirthed through fire, which is a very symbol of metamorphosis itself. Radio.
Call 602, area code. My phone isn't uploaded yet, so do you see a 602 on your end?
Let me try and refresh here. Maybe I can bring him on. I've got a 513, which we will bring the 513 on as soon as we can. So don't worry, we'll get you. And I don't see the 613 yet. I've got a 602 here.
Yeah, there we go. We got 602.
All right.
Can you bring him on?
You bring it? Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Richard.
Hi.
Hello, Richard. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. All right, Richard. Have you experienced any psychic vampiric attacks?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. What's going on in your workplace? Any commotion there?
It's been very tense the last 3 days.
Okay. And do you have any females there within the work area that seem to be, let's just say, stepping all over people to get to where they need to be or what they want to do?
No.
Okay.
It's actually a male.
It's a male. Okay. And does he have a flamboyant attitude or, like, a female aspect of sorts?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Then that's why I'm picking up on femininity here. He's attacking you spiritually.
Okay.
Not just, you know, in the work environment like other people do on the physical plane. But he's working against you on the spiritual manner. And for some reason, I sense either demonic or negative activity, very close to demonic activity with him.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe this is why you've been feeling quite a bit off, because I feel like he operates behind the scenes and he'll smile in your face.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. There's that whole, like, oh, yeah, let's be chummy, chum, chum, but I'm going to go ahead and stab you right here where you're not looking, and you're just going to feel it, you know? I'm feeling that you need to strengthen your psychic defense a little bit. You do pretty well with your ability and with being able to filter out. So I don't think it's so much of a problem on a normal basis for you. I just think that this one's a little bit stronger than what you're used to being up against, and that's why it's affecting you so much. I also know that with us being under this whole new full moon thing going on, and then we have the Mercury retrograde that we, you know, are currently out of now, but we have that going on. We had a few other retrogrades going on, and I think he's really using that to his advantage, okay, in attacks. Now, here's the strangest part about it. He isn't necessarily fully aware of all of his capabilities, but he does this on a full spectrum.
Okay.
Is it, let me put it, like, kind of easier. If you're not understanding, I always tell people this, no matter if they're your friends or your family, whatever they're thinking towards us at that moment in time can actually deter our path. One person, like, I'm Hindu, I mean, when someone envies you too much, it can get to the point where we get sick and we don't know what's going on. I went through that, actually. And you have to be very, very careful in those situations. And that's because you're probably a light worker and you have good spirit. You have, and so you have to be very, very careful no matter where you're at. So I think you're going to need to pick up some rituals in the morning before you go to work for yourself and for your home, energetically in your home. We go to, work, we go to the mall, we go to the, we're in the environment where when you have good spirit, you have to understand that we attract lots of negativity our way, and that's just who we are. But we actually have a choice to do something about it, and we do. And
oh, yes.
we can't change our environment, nor can we change that person. And this is a true statement, whether they're your children, your wife, your friends, family. We can't change anyone. But what we can do is change yourself on how to behave with that person, that situation, that challenge, and everything. Because at the end of the day, we're the winner, and we don't have to be in that place where everyone else is at. So there's a couple things that, you need to maybe start practicing in the morning before you go to work. And like mine is, doing chakra clearings and meditation and clearing the mind and then go to work. And honestly, when I come back home, I'm doing the sage clearing, and I do this every day.
Meditation's blocked by some reason, though. Are you still there with us?
Yes.
Okay. Are you finding your meditations blocked at all?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a part of him. His energy, for some reason, has just absorbed right into you. Okay? And I'm feeling like, okay, mind you, he could be like the sweetest, the most kind, the best person out there, but he's really not. Okay? And I don't mean to interrupt you, Lolita, but I'm just feeling this one. I'm vibing with this one. I just feel that you need to start carrying some salt in your pocket when you're around them, because this guy, he's just toxic.
Okay.
I mean, I do that in my roommate's room. They don't even know. So you have to just do that. Why don't we do this? Why don't you reach out to Adam? Maybe he can help you, figure something else on the one-on-one. We don't want to go too much more in details on air. But I think you got the gist of it. So definitely reach out to us, Richard, and hopefully we'll be able to help you. If not us, choose somebody to help you. Okay, hon?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Have a blessed week.
You're welcome, hon. Blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's take Gary.
Did we ever get anything from Cassie there? Cassie, code.
No, she's not. She's not on. She's not on.
Okay.
One second here. I cannot. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio. You see me? You see? I'm trying to put them on mute, and it's not going on mute.
One's dropped out there.
That's him. Mine's not refreshing. Hold on. Area code 513344.
Right here. I'm here.
Okay, good. Please state your name and where you're calling from, hon.
I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Name and your question, please.
I want to know, do you think I should go into genealogy as far as family research? I'm thinking about taking some classes online.
Okay, let's see here. Yep. Okay, that's a big old yes for you. See, I've got this little froggy over here. It's going, yep. <In my ear. laughs> Spiritually speaking. And why do I have a sense to tell you something about your grandfather?
Because I never met any of my grandfathers.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like there's something to do with your grandfather. And I keep getting the whole male lineage, so I'm guessing it's going to be on your father's side of the family.
Okay.
But I'm definitely seeing that that's something you need to go into, and you're going to find out a lot that's going to help you learn more about yourself and learn about your potential to propel yourself forward into financial success.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, wow. This is very, I'm very in tune today for some reason. More than usual,
the full moon.
I guess. About full moon, huh? Yeah, well, honey, I don't say this to a lot of people. Lolita's going to back me up here. But you can become a multi-millionaire. And it's not just through the genealogy. The genealogy is going to help you, okay? But there is so much potential behind you. Yes, you've been struggling financially for some time now. In and out, in and out. You've had periods where you're able to be comfortable, but you haven't been able to be completely comfortable. If you make the investments and you put in that energy without the procrastination, you will be very successful, honey. We're talking Donald Trump material.
Okay. Thank you.
What business are you trying to get into?
Huh?
What business are you trying to get into, sweetie?
I'm trying to get into family research, because I'm always on Ancestry.com. I'm working on, like, two or three trees now. Yeah.
Okay, and you want to make that into a business itself? Okay. Well,
yes.
I'm feeling you need to do your own again and look into your grandfather on your father's side, maybe even your great-grandfather, okay? And, yes,
you
can definitely make it into a successful business, but there's something else in you. There's another business in you.
Okay.
All right, Adam.
And what business is that? And what business is that? You say you see another business.
I do see another business. I don't know what it is, but your grandfather or your great-grandfather is going to point you in the right direction through their lineage or their history. Okay?
Oh, but the thing is, I don't even know his name. I've never met any of my grandfathers because they were dead.
It doesn't matter, but they're in spirit. So no matter if you met them here in life or not, they're in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start digging in spiritually.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I have one more thing that I said. Do you think I'm psychic? Because a lot of times I pick up on things.
You're very intuitive, okay? You are psychic. Remember, everyone's born with the gift.
Yeah, everyone
but
is.
More of us, some of us are more in tune than others, okay? You are a psychic, but you're very clairvoyant and you're very clairaudient, okay? You hear it with intonations, okay?
And that's why I say you got to go dig spiritually, because if you're spiritual... it doesn't matter if your grandparents are here and present. So start getting in the books and start getting back to basics 101 so you can become that person you're supposed to be, okay?
All right, and thanks a lot. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
All right, let's take in Kathy since you... That's all right. We're going to take Kathy really quick since you've been picking up on her. And then... Do you need her now, or can we get to the one caller that's been holding for a while?
Let's get to the one caller that's been holding for a while, and then we'll bring you right on air after that, Kathy.
Okay, hold on. Area code 302-731. We got Delaware, so just state your name and what's your question.
Hi, my name's Ronnie, and I've had some chaos this past 6 months, and I was just wondering if you had any message from Spirit for me.
Breakthrough on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's the chaos on? Is it surrounding your abode, your home?
Well, it's my family, my mother.
Okay, that's the home. That's where the heart is. All right. There's a breakthrough on Friday. Is she experiencing health problems with her heart?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's a breakthrough. She needs to get one of her... I forget what the cords are that connect the heart to the rest of the body. There's two main valves. I forget what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them's weakened, and the other one's a little bit too strong. It's like trying to overcompensate. Have that checked out a little bit more, but I do see a breakthrough on Friday. Is there anything specifically lined up for Friday?
No. She's in a nursing facility now, but she's in there because of this issue.
Okay. It's a nursing home, not hospice, correct?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. you need to promote positive reinforcement with
her. Oh, my God.
Attitude.
You just took the words out of my mouth. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
because right now she's surrounded by people that are going to enforce the negative, like, oh, you know, this and that. She needs to have that positive. She needs to be able to, you know, overcome this through positive thought. Because if she gets into that, if she gets too much of the impression of negative thoughts that others are going to have around her, it's going to make her health get worse.
Okay.
And can I just get you to believe and understand that everyone has their own path and their own destination, and just know that you're going to have to really reshift your focus and your energy to help that out, but just know that you know, everyone's path is very different, and you just need to be there to show her that you're the supporter. You're thinking positive, and you just need to be present, you know, and just trust. You gotta trust in source. You know, you cannot be nervous. I understand that's our mom. We've all been there, but it doesn't help ourselves. You know, it doesn't help. Let me give you one example. I'm a kidney donor of about 11 years now to my little brother. And, you know, and this one, I was like 30, and he was like 28, and he was like 25. And, you know, did my surgery at Thomas Jefferson Hospital. We were the first patients to do laparoscopic surgery in Philly. And my words to him, he was smoking, very obese, and everything. And, you know, my words were, this is the only thing I can do for you, and that's it. And what you do with it is your choice. And I had to do what I had to do at that time, the present moment. But from there on, I'm done. My duty is done. I cannot help his journey. By me worrying about him is not helping me. Because by that time, I have one kidney. I have to monitor my high blood pressure to make sure I cannot go into fevers. And I'm 12 years running. And I have to treat everybody that way in my family. Because at the end of the day, if they're not ready to awaken and go on that journey, you cannot do anything. So you worrying and getting stressed out, I want you to focus on you and reshift on your energy on you and just stay a little bit more positive, hon, okay? And just trust.
Okay.
Just trust. Your mom needs to see that, okay?
Okay. This is very much what's going on in my life, and you nailed it right on the head. So I will take that positive thought and keep with
know,
it.
And just know, anywhere you go in life, there's always going to be chaos. And like I was telling Richard earlier, it's how you treat that chaos. We have a choice. I use that very often a lot. We have choices in life. Do we want to be like them, or we want to be what a spiritual person is, you know, being in that light, being in that flow. We don't have to behave like them, right? We don't have to think like them. So, you know,
I'm going to give you a little wives trick here. And do you have any rivers or streams nearby you with
Delaware, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know my geographical location.
I
know. But get yourself a nice round river stone from a river, not from a store, nothing. You got to get it yourself. Okay. You tell, you know, you offer up about 4 pennies to the river to say, hey, gratitude, you know, I'm just taking something, I'll replace something, you know.
Okay.
4 shiny pennies, okay. Give that into the river. Take a nice smooth stone, thank the river for the stone, bring it home with you, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then tell the stone that you're going to give it to your mom, okay, in the form of a worry stone, okay.
Okay.
And tell the stone to wash away her affliction, her condition, to wash away all the bad and to bring in the good. And just give it to your mom to keep in her pocket, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's an
old
little life
trick.
Mm-hmm.
And take advantage. Start putting meditation in your daily activities, like you brush your teeth and take a shower. Just do that, especially tonight. You know what? Make this your day. This is a good day to start off a new life, new journey. What more can you start off on a powerful shift right now that's about to happen, no line, about 1 hour maybe. I don't know what time it is. But basically in 1 hour. So just go out there and, you know, light a candle and just do what you got to do, okay?
All right.
And meditate.
Thank you so much for the positive thought. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being
you.
I miss home.
Okay. All right, bye-bye. Bye. Now.
Hey, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to area code 727. Oh, forgot.
Yes, hi.
Hey, 727-485, please state your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Kat, and I'm calling from Newport Richey, Florida.
All right,
hey,
Kat.
Hey, Florida.
I'm new to this, so don't mind me.
no, you're fine.
Basically, what's going on is my fiance and I and my 2-year-old son we can't pay our rent anymore. He lost his job, and I had started a new job, but basically what had happened is we can't pay rent. We got evicted, and he is going to go to Michigan, and me and my son are going to be here left behind. I was just wondering if you had anything, maybe in spirit or something to help me out.
Honey, there is a spiritual message here, okay? When it seems the darkest, the light will shine, okay? The good Lord, the divine light, the most divine consciousness is telling me that there is going to be an angel from the least expected direction in place coming in during this dark time and even at the last minute. And you and your son will be safe and within a home. And you will be able to triumph over this time of darkness and rebuild 3 times better than what you've had before. Okay?
Okay. Now, do you see...
You will not be on the street. Huh?
Say that again?
You will not be on the street.
Okay. That's very good. Now, I don't know if you can see, like, if me and my husband and my son will be able to live together very soon.
You will live together, but the time apart is meant to be.
Okay.
I was just gonna say that. If you really trust in Source, don't question the decisions, okay? And it sounds like you're very young. Are you in your 20s, like 20s?
I just turned 25 a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Aww. I want you to really, really like trust, okay? There's a reason why everything happens, and Like Adam was saying, that time apart, go back to like self reevaluation on a lot of things, okay? But I need you to change it up and just know that you are going to be okay. You and your son are going to be okay. And if it's meant to be that you and your husband will be back together, then it will be meant to be. But there's a reason why. So take this time as an opportunity to make you a much better and stronger person, hon.
Oh, yes, okay. And that's exactly what this time is meant for, hon. This is about finding your inner strength, your ability to survive even in the most difficult situations, whether it's with help or without, okay, but the help will be there. The divine light is telling me that you have always had faith within the unknown, and you have gotten away from that faith. You have to regain your faith that the good Lord, that the universe is always going to provide even at the last minute. Even if it doesn't come a day before we need it, it comes on that day we need it. Okay? And this is about you standing up for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't want to hear any excuses. You know, things happen to us all the time, whether it's our fault or not. It's how we deal with it that matters. You hear me? You are a beautiful, bright woman. You deserve only the best in this world, okay? But you know what? Nobody's going to hand that to us on a silver platter. And you know that.
Right.
We have to stand up. We have to grab it. And if we're trying to go to, you know, the Social Security office, we're trying to go to the welfare office, the unemployment office, we're trying to go get a job, and people are walking over us, we don't let that happen. We stand up. We say, no, this is what we can do. This is who we are. And if you don't like it, then maybe you're not even worth our time.
Right.
But also make sure you're saying that from the heart, not from the head. And you have to take this as a lesson that you forgot to do. So when you go through challenges, is because you forgot about that lesson a long time ago and you forgot it. So just know that if you don't learn it really quick, you will be reminded of it again. So just take this challenge and take every challenge as a reminder of, you know, what you learned. Because if you miss that learning, it's going to come back to you again, okay?
But one last message for you, hon. You're going to run into $500. Now be very wise in how you use it, okay? It won't be the only money coming to you, but don't just go squander it, okay? Use it wisely because there's $500 coming your way. I'm going to send this blessing to you a little bit faster in prayer, okay? And that's not the only help that you're going to receive. So that's not what I'm talking about by help from a friend. Okay. I'm also feeling that there's a lot of disconnect with your family, so you don't really have any family that's going to help you, okay? And you already know that, and that's what also has you a little bit more afraid. You don't have really anyone to help you, but the good Lord is telling me that there is going to be a helping person, a good helping hand there, okay? The Lord is not going to let you be on the street, especially not your child, okay?
Thank you.
And you gotta look out. Don't sit there and, you know, just wait. But you gotta get out there on the phones. The government offers too much help, so just start getting on that phone, and you never know what you get.
Right. That's funny. It's funny you guys were talking about strength because I didn't know like how I was gonna be strong in this kind of situation. I know I'm strong, but I didn't think I'm strong enough in this situation.
Oh, honey, strong enough. All you gotta do is start doing it. And you'll see it. And you know what? Don't be afraid. You don't have to walk on eggshells when you talk to people. Why do you keep doing that? You know you don't have to, but you have chosen to do it because you have had so many people that have just bitten your head off every time you actually say a seed of truth. Okay?
Right.
So what if they don't like it? So what if they want to come back and bite your head off a little bit? They're not killing you, are they?
No, that's right.
You got to stand up for yourself, sweetie. But let us know how you're doing in a week, okay?
Oh, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, hon.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's see here. Let's get back to Kat.
Thank you for your words of wisdom on that one, Lolita. That was really helpful.
Oh, no problem. Kathy, is this you?
Yes, it's me.
Yes.
Yes, hello, we can hear you.
Yeah,
Kathy.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Is someone trying to come through for me or what?
This is the Kathy we've been waiting on.
For some reason, you know, and I'm wondering, okay, what do you have going on? Because I feel a lot of positive energy around you. I keep seeing you really, you know, with a lot of spiritual potential to go pretty far as a healer and a light worker. And I don't mean just on a professional level, maybe even just on a lighter level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sensing that, and I'm sensing that your environment to do that has been quite a bit difficult. Not because of your doing, but because of the doings of others.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. Well, the message in spirit is don't worry. Your environment is going to change for the better pretty soon. You're going to have the environment you need to succeed and to excel in that path to the fullest ability you know how. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then have you been worried about getting a new job?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because there's another opportunity. You do medical billing?
Yeah, on the side. So.
Okay. What's your primary, hon?
Well, I'm an office manager for psychiatrists.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty nice. Okay. Well, there's something else out there. There's something else out there, and it just seems like there's a brand new opportunity. It's coming in around the 15th and the 16th of this month, possibly even the 17th, okay?
Oh, okay.
And it looks like this is the bomb for you, okay?
Really?
This is just going to blow everything out of the water, but in a good way, okay? And are you trying to advance your career at all? Maybe that might be what it is.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going back to school.
And are you waiting on the funding for that?
No, I'm just waiting because it's so chaotic here in the house, you know, to be able to study and stuff.
Okay. Well, the 16th and the 17th are coming up. We also get the 15th, more or less, if it happens sooner. It's going to be around the 15th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing something really big at that time period for you. I'm also sensing that you haven't been using your mediumship skills for a while.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I'm trying. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I guess it's because you've needed a break, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to focus on the quality of sleep you're getting, not the hours, okay? And, you know, if you need a little extra, you know, aid, go to holistics. It's always the best. There is also something, wow, you have Archangel Gabriel around you quite a bit. So you're very creative. And according to what I'm feeling, you also seem to be a very good muse for people. You're very inspiring to people. Okay.
Wow, okay.
But I don't know if that's all what I was connecting with, but that's what I've got for. Okay.
And then, but you don't have anybody on the other side that's trying to contact me or nothing?
Well, these are all messages from the other side, so I don't know who's giving them to me. They seem to be a little cloudy.
Okay.
But that's the messages that were coming through. And it looks like, for some reason, I feel like there was already closure with the other side, but maybe you weren't aware of it.
Yeah, all right. So everything's looking good then.
Oh, yeah, totally. Have you been going out and exercising, like just going for a nice walk?
No, but I've been wanting to. I have to. Yeah, I know I need to.
Yeah, they keep saying, you got to get out the house. You got to get out
there
the house.
There you go. You know what? Yeah, they're 100% right there.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much. And have a good night, both of you.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Adam, we got to rock and roll with these last couple callers, okay?
All right,
area code 607-280. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Please go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Aditi, and I'm calling from Ithaca, New York, and my question is regarding my partner. Like, he's really silent after a big fight, and I want to know that when will he contact me?
Okay.
Aditi, aap kaise ho?
Say what, Lolita?
I was speaking to her in my language, but I guess she didn't catch on.
Go ahead.
I was speaking to you in Hindi, actually, Aditi.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I'm from India. I'm currently in New York, and I wanted to know that when will my partner speak to me again?
2 days, honey.
Sorry?
I give it 2 days. He needs to cool off in 2 days. It normally doesn't take that long, but he needs 2 days.
I'm very curious, and he's going to, like, make an effort. Like, it has been around 2-3 months that we have not been talking to each other. Do you think it will be so quickly? Is someone giving you that message that it will be in 2 days?
Yeah, I am getting that it's going to be in 2 days. Ganpate is the one telling me this, okay? You know who Ganpate is?
She'll know him as Ganesh. I mean,
you're
Hindu, right?
Yeah, I'm a Hindu.
Right,
yeah.
I am Hindu too. I'm Gujarati. So the message is from Ganesh is that, what was the message again, Adam? Oh, my God.
In 2 days, he's going to contact her. And Ganesh is bringing that through. In 2 days, when he contacts her, he'll be a little bit more clear-minded and will understand better why her point of view was the way it was. Okay. And okay. I feel that up until 2 days from now, he's still in the mindset that his opinion, his point of view was right. But something is going to happen to shift that.
Okay. And is he like making effort for the relationship? Because he doesn't make a lot of effort for that. And I'm the one who's always saying, okay, let's talk and let's do this, let's do that. But he's not putting a lot of efforts in the relationship. So I really want to know if he's going to change that attitude or not.
But it might be a little good to do a little booster for him.
Okay.
And you also have to put your foot, I mean, I know it's like part of our culture and everything. Are you guys married or are you just dating?
Yeah, we are married.
You're married.
We were only married for 1 month and then he separated. And yeah, and for since like 2 months, we are not even speaking to each other. So I really want to know that too.
But do you trust in, here's my question to you is, okay, and I want you to really understand what I'm saying to you. Why do you tolerate someone's behavior like that? Why do you tolerate that? That just shows a reflection on how much you respect yourself. When you need to put your foot down, and I understand, I'm Hindu, I'm Gujarati, okay? I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, you got to put your foot down also, and you got to make him understand that you're not going to tolerate that at all in return, because don't you respect yourself? You should respect yourself first and love yourself
first.
That's
why I'm not speaking to him. That's why I'm not speaking to him for the past 2 months. Because 2 months ago, I really like talked to him that okay, let's try to please put some efforts in this relationship. And he didn't listen to me. So for the past 2 months, I'm not really talking to him. But now I'm curious that when will he come and talk to me? He like gives some hints, like he talks to me.
With some excuses,
like this and that, but he doesn't talk about the relationship part.
Okay, I get you. Well, he will really open up to you in 2 days. He will start to talk about the relation part in 2 days, okay? But what I'm getting for you is that you need to go in front of Darga, and you need to ask Darga, and you need to ask Lakshmi to help you out with him. You need to tell them that you need them to be able to get him more motivated to put the energy into this relationship.
Okay, Lakshmi and which another card?
Is Durga the same thing?
Lakshmi and Durga.
Huh?
Durga. Durga.
Okay, Durga. Yeah. Okay, Durga and Lakshmi.
Durga.
Actually, I have been getting some goddess dreams in, like I get dreams that some devis appearing in my dreams. And I think that they are trying to tell me something, but I really don't get that what they are trying to say. All I can see is that I am going to see the temple and the devis appear there. So maybe that's what you are trying to say, that I have to pray to them.
Yes,
just do
you
the
need to go
puja
to them
on
and you need to pray for them, but you also need to, what they're trying to tell you is that you standing up like you did is actually good. That you standing up for yourself and having that respect in yourself is actually good right now. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, actually I was getting devis in dreams, but I never understood that what they wanted to tell me and I really ignored it. But now it's making sense. Thank you so much. And can I know that when is he going to come back?
Just trust.
He will come back.
You gotta trust.
Soon. He will come back soon.
Trust.
But remember, the gods will provide him to come back in the right divine timing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You gotta stop fearing, okay? You gotta trust.
One more thing I wanted to ask was that in 2 days there is going to be a contact, right? So do I need to initiate or will he be initiating that contact?
He will initiate. You do not go for him. You let him come to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, TK, namaste.
Bye, namaste.
Wow, never had another Indian caller. I thought I was the only Indian person on Blog Talk.
Awesome.
Oh my God, that was too funny. All right, so let's get the next call before we leave here.
Yeah.
We got unbearably. No, we're not taking him because let's chat him out of here. Let's disconnect him.
Okay.
You did see that call?
Huh?
That name? Let me just go on to the next one.
I don't know.
Dr. Internet. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is David from Virginia.
Hey, David.
Yes, hello, David.
I just wanted to call to get maybe some take on the future here. I lost an uncle of mine about 11 years ago. I've been really unable to use airplanes since. And I'm just wondering if there's any way that I can change the way I think to do this. My uncle Dolan was actually killed September 11th. He was one of the pilots from United Airlines. It was dreadful. So I wonder if there's any way for me to change the way I think, to embrace sort of the goofy part of me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, number one, just because it happens to one of us, whether it was someone very close to us or someone that we just happen to know, okay, doesn't mean that it's going to happen to us. And we have to remember that millions of airplanes, for your situation, so to speak, go up in the air every day and do just fine, okay? I think for you, it just hit a little too close to home, and that's what shifted your perception into the form that it's in now. Okay? But remember this, every time that you step onto an airplane or you deal with something to that effect in an aerial manner, okay, you're honoring him. You're not letting what happened to him hold you back. You're honoring him. And just think of him when you're up there and say, you know what, I'm here to honor you. I'm here to move forward. We're not going to let what happened to you intimidate us, and we're not going to let it intimidate the memory of you.
I would love to honor Dolan. My friend actually it was hurtful because after he died, they actually were joking that he was a terrorist and not a United pilot. But my friend Gooby would say that. I'd just say, Gooby, please, you don't understand how that hurts.
Yeah. Oh, that's, wow. That's just, wow, I can't even touch that, you know. But what I can say is that, you know, you just have to shift that perception consciously. You have to make that decision to shift it. That's what shifts it, is the conscious decision to do so. By you reaching out today and asking that question, that is a step towards shifting that, that consciousness, that perception.
Yeah. Okay? My hope is just wherever Dolan is, that he's happy and that Gooby will never touch him.
Okay, let me ask him here. You happen to have the last name?
Duke. Dolan Duke.
Dolan Duke. You know what? He's at peace right now, okay? But he's upset that this has hindered you. And according to what I'm seeing, he has not left your side until you are able to do this again.
That's reassuring. I want help from Dolan.
Yeah, he's been there helping you. I don't know why you feel the need for the help when it's already been provided.
Well, thank you. Just to know that Dolan walks with me every day really helps. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Ready for the next call? There's a couple of calls on here that I'm not going to take just due to their name, so just letting you know right now, Adam. We just have one. I had to cut them off. All right, area code 313-482. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Sherry, calling from Detroit, Michigan.
All right, Sherry, what's your question?
I just want to see, like, what do you see far as, like, love or my job, finances or whatever?
Okay. Which one would you like me to focus on the most?
The job.
Okay. Are you having a problem with someone above you at the job area?
Yes.
Okay. And they've treated you very poorly, according to what I can tell. Let's see here. Is there also questions going around the workplace of this individual leaving the facility?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I am seeing them leave, okay, but it won't be for a while. They're going to still be there for a little while longer. We're looking anywhere from 6 to 7 weeks, okay, and then they'll be gone. In the meantime, I give it about 5 days, and the situation will calm down, and things will be a little bit better. But right now, my best word of advice to you is to keep to yourself like you normally do, to keep doing what you're doing, and to do the best that you can, which you always have. Do not let what this is doing get on your nerves or...
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, you're online. Okay. I think he just lost connection. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
He's got this new gadget, and I bet you he pressed the wrong button. But he's still online.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. He'll be right back on us. Hold on. Okay, he's going to probably call back in. So how's it going in Detroit?
Oh, nice. The weather's a little cold, but it's okay.
It's so cold over there?
Not really. I mean, but it's chilly, like, for a jacket. But a couple of days ago, it was really warm. I mean, really, really warm.
Yeah.
We get the cold, hot, cold.
Yeah, we're getting that here in Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Finally, though, I think it's, we're getting through a warm front.
Okay.
Just bear with me. I don't know what's going on. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to figure out what he is doing. Adam, we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm here now. My phone died. I had to put on the charger real quick. Do we still have our caller on air here?
Yeah, we do. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, darling, what was the last thing you heard me say?
Like within the next couple of days or next 5 days, things were going to quiet down, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, in the next 5 days, things will quiet down. And in the meantime, you just have to keep to yourself what you've done, okay? And try and just be, you know, the best worker you can be, which you have also done, and try to project, okay? What I also feel, it's also, you know, it seems to be the theme of the day on the show today, and you also need to stand up for yourself, and you need to show that you're not going to be pushed around. Okay, so I feel it's okay to respond in a somewhat aggressive manner. Just make sure that you're articulating in a proper form when you do so.
Okay.
But in 5 days, it'll calm down, and 6 to 7 weeks, the person that's been there will be going away. And will be leaving the company, and you will have a much better work environment. However, this is not the job that I see you permanently with. In fact, in about 2 months from now, maybe even sooner, I see you at a much better job, and I'm feeling that the better job will actually have even a better pay rate and better appreciation for your productivity.
Oh, good, good.
Now, the weirdest part is that you're going to be doing something similar, but not exactly the same thing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to take the next call, but I'm going to answer Reed Minton's question.
Yeah.
It's not about an award that you're expecting is when you over, you put it out there, you just got to trust that everything is going to be all well rewarded, whether it's in that place or the next place. When you sit there and work all the long hours, and if you expect your boss or company to reward you, then you're always going to be looking for expectations. I'm not going into that. I want you to go into the mindset that everything that you do comes from the heart and that you trust source. Everything gets rewarded when you trust in source. People always start expecting things in life, whether it be from friends, family, work. It doesn't work that way. You got to just let go of expectations on that. All right, I'm going to get to the next caller here. Battle Scar.
Hello.
Can you state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please?
Hi. Sorry, I know you were trying to wrap it up, so I'll make it quick. Basically, my name is James Russell, and I am currently I'm working two jobs. I am going to school for mass communication for my associate's degree right now, and then I'm going to transfer somewhere else to a bigger college. And basically, I'm working 40 hours a week to pay for it. My family is currently pretty upset with me, and I guess I'm just hoping that I'm looking for some kind of reassurance that everything is going to be okay, because I'm getting to the point where I don't know if I can take much more of this. Between homework and work and paying my own bills and stuff like that, I'm bogging down.
Okay. Number one, I do see that you will be able to make it through this time period and successfully accomplish all goals. Number two, the way that you're going to be able to do this is put outside of your mind that of which you are being frustrated by with family or other issues of people that really aren't helping the matter right now. You need to separate yourself from all things that are not helping you, okay? Once you do that and you put that outside of your frame of mind, you will find it much easier to focus on that of which you have to do to accomplish these goals. I'm approaching this from a psychic as well as a logical manner of wisdom for you.
Okay? That's what I keep trying to tell myself, that if I just keep going, I can't let it bog me down. I have to keep going. That's what I keep telling myself. But, like, now I'm living. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
Yeah, I get you. And I don't mean to interrupt you either here. But I'm also getting the message. It's about your time management. Okay, sweetie? It looks like you have to put yourself on a better level of time management. And it's okay to waver a little bit from it, maybe even give yourself a little extra free time here and there to just relax. But, you know, the best way to handle this is not to focus on how much you have on your plate at once, but to focus on what you can do one step at a time, one problem at a time, to get yourself in a better situation.
I also feel like I don't have a lot of support anymore because my family and basically my girlfriend broke up with me last week for different issues. It wasn't anything. We're still friends. It's okay. But, like, I don't have that support anymore. She's still my friend, but I don't have support in that way anymore. And I feel like I'm doing this 100% on my own. Like, ever since my family walked in on me having sex with my cousin, It's been a fucking downhill slope from there. It's horrible.
Okay. And, well, I mean, of course that's going to create problems, but it's best not to focus on what has happened or what's going on with that, you know. And don't worry, the family will eventually get over it, and, you know, you just have to separate yourself from it.
And now
she's
pregnant, too, which makes it even worse. Like, I can't deal with this right now. I'm breaking down. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's
understandable. Well, this is a matter that would be best handled through a private session, to be honest with you. Okay? And we are running the specials on our website at HowPsychic.com. They're very inexpensive, very affordable. Give me a call, and I would be more than happy to even give you some extra free time. Okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Faggot.
I knew it. I knew it. I felt it. That's why I did not want to pick up his call. I knew it. That's why he ignored me. He asked me in chat. I knew it. Next time I'm just going to hang up and call. Tonight is bringing them out, I tell you. Tonight is great. I just had to delete 4 people online. Let's take the last 2 callers and let's call it quits. I think they've been on a couple of shows. Hold on 1 second. Area code 212-222. Please say your name, where you're calling from.
Hi.
Right into your question.
Yeah. And just
feeling the weird energy of the last guy. It was amazing. He seemed he seemed to be very convincing, but then it got so bad that you know, it was really bad. Okay. Cancel, cancel, clear, clear. It's full moon, so it's pretty amazing that you guys are getting that. It's, I mean, there's so much light around you guys that you are the ones that get to have it, you know. So I wanted to say something. I called in about maybe three weeks ago, I think. Yeah, four weeks ago I called in. And I was asking if there was going to be a job, and you said yes, and some job came through, and I learned a lot from that job. However, I learned, and I already left that job, and I learned what I had to learn, and it was amazing. So my question is, I really want to work with children in a school, and I have my degree for it. I've been trying to get into these schools and it hasn't really worked for me, and my passion is to work with children. I would like to know if this is really possible for me to work in a school with children, if that's where I'm going to, and what you see me doing, because my work is in the healing.
I really do see you working with children here, but I also see it on a much larger scale than just in a school-type setting, okay? I'm seeing you working with underprivileged children as well, okay? And I feel that the school setting is going to get you there. It's going to start you off, but it won't be the only.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me give you some advice. I mean, this is what I'm a teacher also. I used to be a teacher at a military base, and I want to teach business ed in high school. I had to start off in elementary ed. And if you're a healer, you may want to really, really, really rethink that. And I want you to experience it so you can understand what I'm saying and appreciate it, because you want to go feel like you want to help the whole school system. And you would think that military is the most disciplined school district. It's worse than public school. Every child was on every medication, every speech. But I mean, there's just so many issues. And I had to leave. I actually had to leave. It was just too much for me. So, you know, kind of create that vision. You may start off in the school system and, you know, be creative. As long as you're certified in each state, there's always programs out there working in the underprivileged area. I get them all day long and emails. So you'll probably get that opportunity. I want you to go experience it. But like Adam's saying, it's probably going to be definitely out of the school system. So start being creative, thinking about exactly what you can do on your own while that's going through you, while you're working at getting into the schools too.
Well, the reason why I wanted to do it is to get like a legitimate licensing. I need the hours and supervision for licensing.
Sure.
But it looks like I'm not going to be going that path. I don't know. I've tried for 2 years to get in somewhere. I know it sounds crazy, but that's how long I've tried, and it doesn't work. I just like my the system.
No, you're not crazy. You're talking to one that just went through it. Adam will tell you. I want to work with children too, but my path is healing rainbow children. But that's not my way of path, and you're going to have to accept that. And just know that you're a teacher in another world. So don't think of it that way. Think of it, you're going to do it, but in a different manner, in different fashion, different orderly way of doing it. So get that out of your mind. I want you to reshift that and just say, it doesn't have to be in the school system. It could be your way and how you create it on a much better scale.
Yeah, maybe that's better, and not having to box myself in.
Yes.
And having to be programmed that way, because that's not going to work. I can already hear it from you. That's not going to work for me. It's like an institute working in a...
Right. And I was told the same thing. And I said, no, I can't do it. I'm a little lead. I can manage. I just want to work with kids. I'm like you. I want to help the world. I want to help kids. No. As far as me and you go, we cannot be boxed in. Our vision is too big for the school system. They can't comprehend to the level that we think. So be thankful that the universe hasn't given you that yet. Trust me.
Okay. And, okay, so
I don't, this is kind of related, but there's this, I'm not getting paid for it right now, but there's some, a spa has hired me, but I'm not, unless I get clients, I'll get work, I'll get paid, but there's, a spa hired me as a Reiki practitioner. I have all the levels, and I have a teaching level and all. Do you see me going anywhere there and getting my paperwork?
I can't actually going somewhere with that, and I feel that that would be very good and very successful for you if you keep with it. I even feel that the healing with children could be something developed or integrated with that.
Yes, I think so. I think it'll work itself out. That's what it looks like.
No, no thing. Come on, honey. We're light workers, you're a light worker. You know.
Yeah. You have to live in the knowing, in the now, you know. The thinking is just saying, oh, well, I don't, you know. It shows a little bit of that fear. You have to release that fear. You have to go into it with that confidence. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome, sweetie. Go ahead and get them. Be creative.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, last call. Oh, we just got all these callers, or is it my phone
No, we just got all of them.
Okay, we're going to end. We got one more caller we're going to take, and that's it. And we're going to end the show tonight. Let's take this last caller. 702-503, please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Chris from Vegas.
Yes, hello, Chris.
Hey, I've been trying to find a job, you know. I've been trying over about 9,000 applications, and not a single person has called me back, you know, and I don't know. How do you see, what's my future for that?
Okay, give me one moment. Let me see what I get for you. Well, actually, Chris, I do see you getting a job, and the weirdest part with this is that it won't be until the end of this month. However, what does come out of this will be very good, okay? Now, you're saying that you put out how many applications, over 1,000?
It has to be, like, over 9,000.
Yeah, well, the one job, you're only going to get one opportunity that comes in, and it's going to be the really, really good opportunity here, okay? It's going to be a high-paying job, high-paying position. Of course, it's going to require a lot of time and effort on your part, but you nothing that you can't handle, okay? And
that's why I was getting you, because I'm like a psychic. I'm a psychic like you, you know.
Yeah.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be fresh. Go downstairs, gotta have my bowl.
Yeah. Well, I actually see very good opportunity here. The end of this month, we're looking at anywhere from the 20th to the 23rd when it comes in. And just keep putting out the applications. It might come from something in the future here. But it looks really good to me. And looks to be 3 times better than your last position.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm hanging up. All right, can we end the show? Because this is bringing up a lot of people that don't belong here.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you
need
to feel
ahead.
That, or did you feel it?
I've been feeling a little bit of it.
I have this one guy keep calling. I'm going to keep hanging up on him. And he's calling, and I don't know if you've seen the chat board, but it is crazy tonight. This is why I stayed in the house. And it's funny because these guys have nothing else to do. Like, really? Mm-hmm. Are you really true men? They're all men calling in, and they must have no self-esteem, to be quite honest. All right, we're going to definitely end the night, you guys. It's, like, really full of bad energy, and I allowed him to speak. So sorry to you guys if I offended anyone out there on hanging up on somebody. But I did not like his energy, and I did not want to hear what the last response was, so I clicked him. And so sorry, Adam, for cutting you off, but I'm not feeling the energy tonight. So let's call this quits. Everyone out there tonight, get ready for this full moon coming out. So do your meditation, light a candle, write down all your things that you want to let go. It's all about, it's a good shift about destroying and good things happening right now. So Namaste, love and light, and many blessings and lots of gratitude.
All right. Good night.
Good night.